You know, we need a good God, don't we? I mean, the world we live in is kind of crazy at times, and our life sometimes can get turned upside down on a whim. And man, we need a good God, and we need a good church. We need good people around us. And the last few weeks I've been talking about how we can become or be a better Christian. And, you know, being a better Christian, I mean, that's all of us. That's for me. I have to, as a pastor, I will never be good enough. I will never be perfect until I cross over into heaven. And only through the blood of Jesus Christ can we become perfect. But it's only because of what he did. And only, you know, and so, but I can strive to be perfect, as Paul said. I can want to be better. And to be a better Christian, you know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about how we need to be a serving person. We need to serve each other. And we're called to serve the one another. And last week, I talked about loving and how we should love one another and no matter what. And that's hard for us to do sometimes because we're just not built that way. There's some people that seem to be unlovable, but you know what? Christ went to the cross for those that are unlovable. And he says, now you go do like I did. You be loving like I was loving, and you be serving like I was serving. And so this week we're going to look at encouraging. And I think Christ was encouraging, and I think he calls us to be encouraged. And we need to encourage one another, and that's what a church family is for. We come together and we build each other up. We come together and we encourage one another to live this life that we have been chosen to live. And, you know, there's over 100 Bible verses that use the word encourage. And our text today comes from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. It's just one verse. It should be easy to memorize. And it says this, encourage each other daily while it is still called day, so that none of you is hardened by sin's deception. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And Lord, I just want to praise you in every way. Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit abound in this place today. Guide me, Lord. Guide my words. Lord, let these be your words and not mine. And so, Lord, let us learn. Let our ears be open and our hearts be warmed. And let us leave here better than we came. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So the King James, the word for encourage is exhort, if you look in the King James Version of the Bible. But that word is a Greek word that really has two words in it. And it's to call, or the other one means side. So when you think about that, to call and side, it says when you combine those two words, it's call to your side or call alongside. And, you know, isn't that I think it's a great word picture of encouragement, because when someone's down and discouraged and in despair, you call them to walk by your side. And, you know, when you travel along with them on a journey, And you visit them, and you give them uplifting words to comfort and encourage. You know, I heard another preacher speaking about encouragement, and the way that he defined encouragement was to add courage to. I want to add courage to you guys this morning. Not just encouraging words, but a person who gives words of encouragement is somehow to help another person become bolder and braver in their faith. And on the other hand, to discourage is to take away a person's courage or to take away from somebody. And we kind of hit on that Wednesday night when we were looking at the book of James, and he's talking about the tongue and how powerful the tongue is and how evil the tongue can be, and how in one way we can sing praises to God and out of the same mouth we're singing curses to somebody else. And it's so easy to tear a person apart with just a word. And you guys know, because, man, you can say a word that you can't take back. And you can say things to people, and people, I'm telling you, the church not been so good at that in the past. And I'm a people, just not, none of us are really, sometimes we just say stuff and we don't really mean it, but you can't take it back. And sometimes people, they're not friends with you anymore. Some people leave the church and never come back because one person said a bad word, said something discouraging to them. And those are things that we have to be cautious about, because when we come together as a church, it's not to be discouraging. I want you guys to leave here encouraged, not discouraged because of something I said. I want to be a person who gives words of encouragement that might help you be bolder in your faith. And I don't know about you, but I want to be an encourager when it comes to helping people do the right thing, right? When a person is doing work for God, I want to be a spiritual cheerleader in a sense. And I want to encourage them. I want to become bolder in my faith, but I want them to give their best effort. And just like I want you guys to give your best effort for your faith, and I want to help you in every way that I can, and I want to give you a boost in your life. I work real. I try to work hard on Sunday mornings to be that person for you, so that you leave here. You know, when somebody asks you how church was, you don't say, "Man, it was you know, miserable." I mean, yeah, I felt terrible when I left, but yeah, it was great. You know, sometimes, but you know, the Lord puts conviction on us. The Word of God will sometimes convict us, and that does make us feel bad. And sometimes we need that. The Holy Spirit points out those things in our life that we need to change, and sometimes we fight that. Because we're like, I like what I'm doing, you know. We get used to it. And we're going to get to that here in a minute. Look, I want to tell you about, I don't run much anymore. I used to run. I used to like to run, but I don't run much anymore. But sometimes you can watch a race on TV. And, you know, I watch these big races sometimes. And I watched one where this lady that was running, a professional athlete, she was running in the Olympics. And she actually lapped all of the other runners and like broke world records. It was amazing. And just to see when she finished the race, to see the crowds cheering, you know, in that last stretch running, because they knew, they're like, she's going to break the world record. And everybody was just cheering on from every country because they saw that she was just doing. And, you know, that made her run faster. That made her keep going even stronger. And I think it's the same for us when we come to church. People around us or in our life through the week that are encouraging us and cheering us on, it makes us run that race better and stronger. Because the race that we live in this world can sometimes beat us up. And I say this over and over again, this world will kick the faith right out of you. And we have to be good encouragers. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're coming in last place, if people were cheering for you, it always gives you an added boost, doesn't it? And, you know, you don't always have to be first. All of us, I think, there's not one of us here that doesn't like to be encouraged. And sometimes we really need it. But there are, for so many, they don't have that person. They don't have somebody in their life that's a good encourager, because some people don't grow up in a world of encouragers. Every moment they're getting discouraged, or they're getting beat up, or they're having, you know, mentally and verbally being abused, and they don't understand what it means to have somebody come alongside them and say, "Hey, you're doing good. You can, you know, you don't have to be discouraged all the time." And that's what the church should be for, folks. We're here to help people along the way and be the person that Christ called us to be. There's a clip that I want to show you, and it's just a few minutes long, but it's from an older movie, and I love the movie because this part of this movie is really one of the most encouraging movie scenes that I've saw in a long time. And it's from Facing the Giants. And some of you may have seen it. So we're going to play this right now.
There you go. It's great.
I encourage you to watch that movie because, I mean, really, that's just what life is like. It gets hard, and God is there. I mean, He wants us to get to the end zone, but He needs us here to be good encouragers to help each other get to the end zone. Amen. And I know that's a little lengthy, but you know, I'm not big at yelling at you. Okay. Maybe, you know, so I'm not going to get down and yell at you. Maybe sometimes, I don't know. It depends on how bad you've been, but you know, sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need a good kick in the pants. Sometimes we need somebody to tell us, listen, you can do this. You need to quit living in a life of despair and agony on me, deep, dark depression, you know, that excessive misery, because we get there. If it weren't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Because we live there, don't we? A lot of times that's the life for us. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, it says, encourage each other daily, daily. Not once a week. Every day we need to encourage each other while it is still called today, because you know what? We do not know what tomorrow holds. We do not know for that person. And we want to see everybody get to the end zone, don't we? Because so that none of you is hardened by sin's deception. Man, let me tell you. I want us to look at a few things here this morning. I promise not to keep you very long, but I want to look at this. Who are the people of encouragement? What is the time to encourage, and why are we to encourage? So the people of encouragement are who? They're us. Amen? That's us. You know, we the people are to be encouragers. And I know that's not proper English, but we look at the verse again, it says, encourage each other. You know, it's what Hebrews 13 is all about, Hebrews chapter 3 there. We all need encouragement, and believers, God has placed us here to encourage one another. That's why we're here. He needs us to be His hands and feet. He needs us to be here for others, to be that serving and loving and encouraging person. To cheer each other up and not tear each other down. To pat each other on the back and to push each other further than they've ever been, closer to that goal line. You know, on June 18th of 1956, not many of you probably remember that, but there was an accident that happened on a lake in New York. And a speeding motorboat bounced on a wave and it shot into the water two of its passengers, a 50-year-old man and a little girl. And to keep the girl from drowning, the man held her head above water and treaded water while the boat circled back and forth because the boat was out of control around them and they were trying to get to him, the rescuers. And finally, when they rescued the girl, but the man, he didn't make it. He drowned. And that's how Dawson Troutman died. But most of you don't know that name, Dawson Troutman, but some of you have heard of the organization called Navigators. Have you ever heard that? Dawson was the founder of the Navigators, and it was an international Christian discipleship ministry. And according to the quote in Time magazine, Dawson lived to save others. That was his life, and his death was just the way he would have planned it out, because that's who he was. And I read somewhere that his obituary reads like this: Dawson Troutman always lifting someone up. That is encouraging, isn't it? Such a great story to read, even from times past. Our tendency during such times would be to save ourselves. A lot of us are like, you know, I'm not doing that. But the book of Hebrews encourages us to encourage one another no matter what. And did you know that during the creation of the world, God said that something was not good? Did you know that? It happened On the sixth day of creation, God looked around in the process of all his creating and he said, it's not good for man to be alone. God then created a companion for Adam, and you see, it's still not good for people to be alone, and that's why we need a church, because we need people to encourage us every day in this walk. We need one another, and we need encouragement from one another, and we need a community, and that's what a church is. We need to lift each other up in the world that we're drowning in. We need someone to sometimes be yelling at us, to keep on going. You can do it. To try a little harder and to say, you know, you're almost there. You can do this. We need that encouragement. And I know it's hard. There's single parents and they need encouragement as they are struggling to hold on to what is left of their families. And let me tell you, it's expensive to go and just buy groceries right now. Lee and I just went to Kroger the other day, and we like Kroger, but man, we buy just a little handful of groceries and it's $65, and you walk out of there thinking, are we even got enough to eat supper tonight, you know? I mean, it just seems like it's really hard at times. And then we have insurance and all that other stuff, but it's really hard to get by. And there's widows that need encouragement as they struggle dealing with being alone now. And there's people who are struggling with cancer, and they need encouragement as they deal with the effects of that disease and all kinds of other stuff that people struggle with day by day. And they need somebody to come alongside them and say, you can do this. You can make it. There's a lot of people who just get discouraged over life, and they get in a rut and they become complacent. And the next thing you know, it's hard. They just need somebody to help them deal with depression and sadness. People who get overwhelmed, they need encouragement. Sometimes we can feel really small in this great big world, can't we? Sometimes it's just all about the day-by-day thing that gets us down. Day after day after day, we struggle because it just seems like it never stops. It's always hard. We want a break today. We want the McDonald's slogan. We just need a break today. And sometimes that's what I hope that we find in church. In our family, this is a place that we can get that break today, that we can leave and filled with the Holy Spirit, that hearts are stirred and we're set on fire, and that we can make it through the week. And sometimes if we can't make it through the week, we got Wednesday night services that you can come to, and we can pray together, and you can be encouraged to make it through the week. And that's what Wednesday night was always for. To be Christian, according to the New Testament, is to belong to a fellowship of believers. The practice of coming together with fellow Christians is an act of mutual encouragement. And coming together with fellow Christians and being a part of the Christian community, it encourages fellow believers with their walk in the Lord, doesn't it? And it's like two burning hot coals. When you lay them out of the fireplace, I don't know, I miss our fireplace. We used to have this big rock fireplace, but you could take a coal out of the fireplace, and if you put it by itself, it'll just go out. If you put it with more than one, if you have multiple coals, they'll feed off of each other and stay a lot longer. They'll burn a lot longer. And the more coals you have together, the longer they'll burn because they feed off of each other. And that's my picture of the church. When do we need encouragement? My point two is The time of encouragement is now. We all need encouragement every day, sometimes every moment. You might have heard the story of the farmer who was awakened in the middle of the night by some loud banging on his door. And so the old man, he crawled out of his bed and he grumpily went downstairs. And when he opened the front door, he found a man standing dripping wet. He'd been drinking and he was, you know. And the stranger said to him, he said, "I'm stuck. Can you give me a push?" To which the farmer replied sharply, "No. Go and sober up and I'll sort it out in the morning." The farmer slammed the door and went upstairs. When he got back into bed, the farmer's wife asked him what had happened, and he explained to his wife what happened, and she responded with, "Well, that wasn't very Christian-like, was it?" Well, what if he's in trouble? And you just set him out into a storm for the rest of the night. You should go help that man. So reluctantly, the farmer got up out of bed the second time and he put on his coat and his rubber boots and he went downstairs and he figured he wasn't going to get any peace until he helped him, you know. And so he went out into the rain, and when he got out on the out on the front porch, and it was just pouring down rain, he couldn't see the man, but he heard a faint noise out of the distance. It called out to him. He said, "Hello, are you still there? What can I do to help you?" To which the intoxicated man replied, sitting on his front porch swing, "Can you just give me another push?" I like that story, but sometimes we go out of our way to do silly things for people that sometimes is like that. I don't know, have you ever had an experience of being out someplace and your car won't start because the battery's dead? How many of you would want somebody to not tell you, "Wait till tomorrow"? You really want the help now. I think Hebrews 13 doesn't tell us to wait till tomorrow. It tells us to encourage each other every day. Encourage each other daily while it is still called today. And that time to encourage is now. The word encourage is in the present tense. And it also is active in the voice. It means that we should encourage each other now. And in fact, we're not to wait others to encourage us. We are to take that initiative, and we must encourage others even if others won't encourage us. Even if others don't give you a pat on the back, God sees our efforts and He smiles when you do what He has asked you to do. So I say encourage each other every day. And my last point this morning is the purpose of encouragement is to help us overcome sin. Mark Twain once said, "I can live for 2 months on one good compliment." Encouragement really made him feel good. But encouragement is to do much more than make us feel good. So if we look at the text again, it says, "Encourage each other daily while it's still called today, so that none of you is hardened by sin's deceptions." Go ahead. I think if you got your Bibles open and you can circle that, so that is the word. And what follows is the purpose that we are to encourage one another is none of you is hardened by sin's deceptions. When a person is discouraged, sin can deceive a heart and harden his heart or hers. Someone once wrote this, "People live by encouragement. Without it, they die slowly, sadly, and bitterly." Satan wants us to be discouraged, and God doesn't. God wants us to be encouraged, and He wants us to be encouraging. God wants us to encourage one another, and Satan wants us to be self-centered Satan wants us to not give encouragement, and God has given us the good news. You know about the good news? Satan would have us think that there is no good news. But man, I'm telling you, the good news is that Jesus died for you. He gave his life for you. And he said, I'll go to prepare a place for you, and you can live with me forever. That's good news, isn't it? Why is that such good news? Because he says this, where I go, there'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more tears. There'll be none of that, because it'll make everything right again. It'll be like it was I created, the way it was supposed to be. There'll be no more bitterness. There'll be no more struggling. There'll be no more high Kroger bills. You know, Terry's getting stronger. He told me this. He said he used to go into Kroger, and he said he could barely carry $50 worth of groceries out the door. And he said, now I can carry $100. I remember that, Terry. God's given us some good news. Satan, though, has a lot of tools he likes to use against us. He wants us to feel worthless. He wants us to feel discouraged. He wants us to feel like we can't make it, that we can't do it. And he's really good at it. He's really good at beating us up. You know, and he likes to do that, because when he gets your soul under the weather, he wins, doesn't he? He gets you complacent. He gets you in a place where you think that you can't come to church because you're not worthy, or you don't, you know, you just don't want to go anywhere. I want to give you some insight. It's easy to discourage others. It really is. The world is full of people who take courage away from people. And the church should not be that place. The church should be a place that we encourage and love on each other. We as Christians have a duty to encourage one another. And in many a time, a word or a phrase or a thank you or an appreciation or a cheer has kept a man on his feet, or has kept a lady on his feet, a feller or fellette, I'll say. You know, I'm redneck by, you know, birthright, I guess you could say. It's just who I am. Another quote I read is, someone said this, flatter me and I may not believe you. Criticize me and I may not like you. Ignore me and I may not forgive you. Praise me and I will not forget you. Many times that's true. But you know, there's something about praise and encouragement that, although we may find it hard to believe or accept, never leaves the hearts and minds. When somebody is nice to you and gives you encouragement all the time, man, you don't forget those things, do you? You know, it's just a great thing to have people in your life that are always positive and encouraging you. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to become an encourager. And 1 Thessalonians says this, and I know I didn't get it on the screen, but it says, let us strive to build each other up in Christ. We have to strive. That has to be our goal. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. So I'll leave you with this memory verse this morning. Encourage each other daily while it is still called today, so that none of you is hardened by sin's deception. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for this great group of people that are here this morning, Lord. Lord, we come from all different places. Lord, we have different lives. We have different things going on in our life, but Lord, we come together as one body of believers, praising you. And so, Lord, we just want to leave here encouraged. Lord, we want to be good encouragers. So, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit warms our hearts. As we leave here today, Lord, I know that you go with us. You go wherever we go. If you're a believer here this morning, he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. And that's your promise to us, Lord. So, Lord, as we leave here, we leave with that encouragement. But, Lord, help us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.